Hello, everyone. I hope you all are well today. I'm recording here from my little desk area in my house. If you're not aware of it, if you're not from Colorado, yesterday our governor put the state into a statewide shelter at home, directive. And so that's what I'm doing. And as a church, as our church leadership, we're really going to kind of lean into this for a while. Everybody else is being asked to stay at home and to avoid unnecessary travel. So that's what we're doing as well. Sunday, our worship service, our online worship service, is going to be a little different. We're going to hopefully be real creative in how we put this together as we embrace what I'm calling a virtual house church. We won't be recording it from our auditorium at our actual church in Edwards, but actually from multiple different homes in the valley, and putting that all together for a worship service that we can all then participate in on Sunday. And the topic that I'm going to be focusing on is the idea of how we set our minds, but I'll get to more about that Sunday morning, actually, when we have the service. So I invite you to participate with us on that. Guys, right now, just a thought that I want to share with you, and this is from a passage of scripture that we find in Colossians chapter 1, and then another associated passage that we see in Colossians chapter 3. So pause the video, go get your Bible, turn with me to Colossians 1. We're going to start in verse 9, and then I'll just share a few quick thoughts with you. Okay, you back? Got my Bible here. Now, follow along with me as we read. Paul, of course, is writing to the church in Colossae, and we're going to see a phrase here with two words that I want to really look at that are so relevant to us right now. Paul here is praying for the church in Colossae, but separated by the Holy Spirit across 2,000 years. Man, I believe this is a prayer for us as well, right? A prayer that we would pray for each other as we're going through all of this together. But this is what we read. Paul says, for this reason, of course, you can go read the opening of the chapter to find what that reason is that he's referring to. Paul says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. And isn't that a prayer that we're praying, right? To have wisdom and understanding about what's going on in the world around us, in this time that we're in. But Paul says, he's saying, you know, listen, trust, pray, seek, right? For the knowledge of his will, through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives to us, verse 10, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, okay, bearing fruit, every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. And then verse 11, this is where I want to focus. Being strengthened with all power according to his, to God's glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience. Guys, don't miss this. Paul here talks about the power of God, the glorious might and the power of God at work in our lives, so that we may have what? That we may have endurance and patience. In fact, that we may have great endurance and patience. Guys, those are two words that are really, really meaningful to us right now. So let's just take a look at this real quick. The idea of endurance, I think we looked at this a couple of little video posts ago, is the idea in the Greek, the fuller meaning of this word, of being under a shelter, right? Being protected so that we don't lose hope in the midst of a time of great turmoil or a time of great trouble, right? Endurance implies not easily succumbing to suffering, right? Standing firm, right? Having strong faith and courage. Patience, right? Similar, but a little different. Patience is associated more with the concept of love and gentleness. Remember how Paul says in the Corinthian letters, right? Love is patient, right? Patience is a picture. Well, rather, while endurance implies not easily succumbing under suffering, patience means self-restraint that does not easily retaliate, okay? Whereas endurance is about not giving up, patience is about not giving in, right? Not giving in to frustration, not giving in to anger, right? Where a lack of endurance may result in despondency or depression or losing heart, right? A lack of patience often leads to retaliation or revenge, even in an extreme scenario. Because here's how this relates to us, if you're not already thinking of this in your own mind. Especially here in Colorado now, with the stay-at-home order in place, we are spending an inordinate amount of time with each other that we may not be, that we might not be used to. And in these type of dynamics at times, we can get frustrated. Maybe tempers can flare. I have been accused at times of getting a little grumpy, right? I'm trying to work on that. I own it, I'm trying to work on it. But we need to be patient with each other. We need to love each other, those around us, really respect the situation that we are all in together. And it's just, it's amazing to me how Scripture talks about, right, the power, the glorious might and the power of God, that that is at work in us for something. You know, we think of endurance, right, the power of God for endurance. But just as importantly, it is the power of God through our faith in Him that we may be patient. We don't have to know what tomorrow will bring. Because guess what? We can't, right? But we can have endurance, standing firm, strength, not giving up, but also that same strength to not give in to frustration, right? To not give in even to bitterness and anger that may happen when maybe we spend more time than we're used to with people. Guys, really, in a lot of ways, there's a lot of great things going around and emails about how this is actually a gift, that we can learn so much, even though while there's great hardship that is a part of it and that will continue to come. Patience. How is the mighty power of God working in your life to give you patience in this time? In Colossians chapter 3, Paul gives a parallel passage that makes this even more personal. And this is what he says. This is Colossians 3, starting in verse 12. And Paul says, "Therefore, as God's chosen people," right, believer, that's who you are, all right, "holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves," right, "put upon you what is already true of you in Christ. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Guys, if there's ever a time for us to be clothed in patience, it's now. And then in verse 13, Paul ends this thought, "So bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you have a grievance against someone." Right? "And forgive as the Lord forgives you." Guys, powerful words for the time that we are in, for all times, perhaps especially for us right now. Okay, just a few quick things before we go. On the church website, and I've got links below the video right here, we've added a new page on our website with a lot of resources for our church, for ministries that we have. I encourage you to check that out. We have some Zoom groups that have started that are ongoing that you can participate in for women. Guys going to try to do something for us, but for our children and for our youth coming up this next week as well. So be sure to go to our resource page. If you go to our homepage on our church website, there's a big button, a big graphic you can click on. It'll take you to that resource page. So check all this stuff out. We're looking how we can get creative. Oh, one quick other thing. We have a bunch of the Upper Room devotionals at our church, and they're just sitting there gathering dust since we're not able to come to the church. So a wonderful lady in our church has picked all of those up. If you would like for us to mail you a copy of the Upper Room Daily Devotional, right? We have our March and April edition. We would love to send that to you. Just shoot an email to Sarah at trinity@trinityvale.com with your mailing address. We probably already have it, but just so we know for sure, email Sarah, trinity@trinityvale.com with your mailing address and your name, and we will, as long as we're able to go to the post office, we will pop that in the mail and send that to you if you'd like to have a copy. Right? If you're around the country, or even if you're right here in the valley, we'd like to get that to you. Guys, I love you so much. I'm looking forward to participating in worship with you on Sunday. And until we talk next time, stay strong, have courage, be strong in endurance, and may we all be people of patience. Amen.